All right, I've been talking about Shemitah Kesafim, the release of debts at the end of the Shemitah year, which is a few weeks away from now. And we said that there's a legal mechanism to avoid having the debt released, and that's called Prusbo, which was established by Hillel. And we mentioned that, according to the way Rashi learns, Prusbo is comprised of several words, Prus Buli Ubuti. It's Prus means it's a takana, an enactment for the benefit of the Buli Ubuti, for the wealthy and the poor, is the way Rashi learns. And the wealthy people, they won't lose the amount of money that they've loaned, and the poor people are happy because there'll be an open avenue of money. People will be willing to lend them money if they could do the Prusbul. And then we mentioned, again, I'm using this Rabbi Rimon Sefer on Shemitah. He says that the Gemara asks, how could Hillel be mitaking something which seems against the Torah? So we had two answers in the Gemara. According to Rava, it's working mitam hefker beit and hefker. So the chachamim of a koach to declare property belonging to A belongs to B. So according to Rava, it works even on a Torah level. And then according to Abaye, it's only because Shemitah b'zman is Rabbanan. So the chachamim, heimamru. So it worked out that way. And then we said, how does Prusbo work? So this starts getting a little tricky. So one Mishnah in Masechet Shviyah says that the gupo shel Prusbo, it means the formula that's contained in the Prusbo, is moserni lachem ish ploni ploni danim shekom ploni shekom ha'chov sheishli shekvenu kozman shiritzeh, and the dayanim are chotem or the edim. That the person makes an acknowledgement, that he gives over lechora, he gives over the debt, the shtarot, over to the Bezdin, and then the Bezdin will be sort of like his stand-in to collect the debt. That's lechora. Then there's a previous Mishnah that says in Masechet Shviyah that Moser shtarotav lebezdin ein mishamtin, that Moser shtarotav lebezdin is not, also the debts are not released. And so it's hard to understand what is the difference between Moser shtarotav lebezdin, which the earlier Mishnah in Masechet Shviyah refers to, and Prusbul. What's the difference between those two items? So the Sifri actually and the Rishalmi both bring down, when it comes to Moser shtarotav lebezdin, a person giving a shtar to the Bezdin, so the Sifri learns from a pasuk, v'ashelecha erachicha tashmei yadecha, that which you have over your brother, you should release from, as opposed to when a person gives his shtaros to Bezdin. So anyway, there's a whole number of shitot in the Rishonim, what the distinction is between those two items. That's the key issue. If Moser shtarotav lebezdin works, and it works on a Torah level, and the Sifri seems to learn it that way, why do we need the takana for Hillel? We don't need Hillel. So how does that, what's the connection between both of them? And this will help us understand, hopefully, the halacha. So according to Rashi, we would say Zelbazach means the same thing. There is no difference between Moser Shtarotav and the Prusbul. And the Ramban also learns that it's the same thing. And he wants to say that when the Rishalmi quoted the Pasuk, that's just an Asmachta. It's like a remez from the Pasuk. But in Achinami, the Moser Shtarotav the Bezdin is the same thing as Prusbul. That's one Malach. Then, but that means, though, that would mean that for the Prusbul, you would have to give the shtarot to the Bezdin. In other words, that according to that Malach, you would have to give the shtarot to the Bezdin. In other words, your shtarchov, you would have to give to the Bezdin. So Tosfos in Gittin has a different hesber. He says that Hillel was really not machadesh anything. In other words, in Achinami, there was always most shtarot of the Bezdin, but it was Hillel turned into an accepted practice. In other words, there always existed this idea of Moser Shtarotav Lebezdin, but sometimes the Bati Dinim didn't want to accept it. They said, the Torah says, lend the money and trust in Hashem, and they didn't want to do it. But Hillel turned it into an accepted practice. That's the Malach of Tosfos in Masechet Gittin. Then the third Malach is the Ritva. The Ritva says that Moser shtarotav lebezdin, the person would have to give the shtarot. The shtarot are the IOU notes. He would have to give the papers to the bezdin physically. Hillel changed it over that the person could just make the declaration and that's it. So that's a more expanded view of what Hillel did. But so all of those derachim, though, they view Prusbul as very much connected to Moser shtarotav lebezdin. But there's a different derech in some Rishonim,
And the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayot says the essence of Prizbul is just that he acknowledges in front of the Bezdin that he doesn't want his debts to be released, which is a little bit more bolder with this. Okay, so let's just summarize what we did so far, and then we'll think this through and digest it. So it comes out there are three shitot in understanding how the Prizbul is different than most Ishtar of the Bezdin. So first, Rashi learns that it's the same thing, and Mela in Achinami, I have to give, according to that Malach, I would have to give the Shtar to the Bezdin. Obviously, we don't follow that Derech today when we make a Prizbul. No, people don't give the Shtar Echov to the Bezdin, but that's the way, according to Rashi, that would have to go. Then the second way is that the Ritva says that I make an acknowledgement to the Bezdin that I just make this acknowledgement to the Bezdin that I want them to assume the Shtarot without having to give over the Shtarot. And then the third way is the Rambam is just I make an acknowledgement for the Bezdin that I want my Chovot to be still in good shape. All right, now the Prizbul also blocks off the Shemitah Havaot that are oral. Let's say I lent money without a document. So the Prizbul also blocks off the release of that debt as well. At least that's the way the Ramah takes it. So, all right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, what we did so far? Okay. So this will be like no Gael Halach L'Maisa, but we'll speak more next week. This okay. Let me end this.